We are nearly halfway to Halloween, and as we begin to see an end to the pandemic, haunts everywhere are testing the waters with off-season events. Coming up on today's show, Flo and John from the Mohican Haunted Schoolhouse take us on a journey from their roots in home haunting to their upcoming event, Send in the Clowns. From the Haunted Attraction Network, I'm Philip. Stay with us. Part 1, A Brief History. John and Flo started as home haunters, as many of us did. Eventually, something pushed them over the edge.
In 2012, Hurricane Sandy came along, and suddenly it didn't seem so much fun doing all that tear down and setup and dealing with weather and parking. So we decided we wanted to go indoors. We approached our city about doing a charity haunt, and we got the groan on the phone when we said what we wanted to do. So we moved on to start looking at empty storefronts. We'd call on all of them, and when we tell them what we wanted to do, we got more groans on the phone. So we opened up the perimeter of where we were going to look.
They looked through a few places, but didn't quite find the right fit until one public auction.
In 2014, this building went to public auction, and we got it. And after 2 years of permits, inspections, and contractors, we opened in 2016.
A few years in, a friend gave them a name suggestion that would end up sticking.
Kelly Collins said to us, "Hey, you know what? Why don't you capitalize on the location and that it is a schoolhouse?" So with that, it became Mohican Haunted Schoolhouse officially in 2019. So this will be our sixth year of being open, and it's been an interesting journey.
Part 2, Enter the Pandemic. How did the Mohican Haunted Schoolhouse handle their reopening?
2020 was very interesting. And the big pressure for us was always, we don't want to be the haunt that's going to screw it up for the other haunts. We don't want to do something that's going to get a bad rap, that's going to make something come on the news. We didn't want to be that haunt that was going to be a hindrance to the other haunts that were working as hard as well to be open.
So John and Flo took all the precautions we're familiar with already. Masks, spacing, one-way pass, plexiglass, reduced capacity. But then the staff, they sat down everyone and asked,
"Are you guys on board with wanting to do it? Are we even crazy for asking?" And most of them were very quick. "Oh yeah, we're on board with this thing. We get it. We'll all have to wear a mask. Whatever we think personally, we just have to do it to get through it." And they were all like, "We're on board."
Renovations, check. Staff, check. Now, what about the new ticketing system? Well, I'm sure frequent listeners can guess how that went.
We really kind of amazed ourselves with how smoothly we really got to run the people through and not have the bottlenecks that we normally had, even with lower numbers in the past. Man, we learned a lot this year, and we thought we did pretty good for what it was with the restrictions that we had to do. It's easy to say, let's just shut down, but we're going to get $36,000 to carry you through a year of sitting. And then you got to make it the next year till you get to the second open to open it. But as a small business, we were like, we just got to try everything we can. And people were still having a fun time. The families came through and you could hear them as they were getting in their cars going, "Oh my God, we haven't been able to do anything all year long. This was so great to come out in the little family group and kind of do something like this." So it kind of made you feel pretty good for all the extra work and money that you had to do.
Part 3, Send in the Clowns. After reopening for last Halloween, the Mohican Haunted Schoolhouse has quite a lot planned for this year.
I do recall the Send in the Clowns event that was supposed to happen last year, and I was very sad that it didn't happen. However, is there a chance for that event to come back?
Yes! We're actually in the throes of planning it. It's going to be a one-night event, Saturday the 24th of April, from 7 to 11.
Wait, clowns? An entire haunt of clowns? Actually, an entire haunt?
Last year, we had so many people that wanted to come guest act. And then at the same time, I had people messaging me like, "Oh my God, I've got a fear of clowns and there's no way you're going to get me there." And I'm thinking all these people are messaging me about how they could never survive coming to a haunt that was nothing but clowns. Seriously, who messages you that you couldn't make an event like that? And I'm thinking probably they would be there or their friends would drag them there. So it was comical that like a month ahead of time, we were getting all this feedback about this one event, just about the clowns.
Sending the Clowns is going to be a lot of fun, but I feel like it's going to be an appetizer for what's coming in the fall. So have we already scheduled what the fall season is going to look like?
We're hoping to do our third Rat Rod Hearse Show. And that's a car show that's usually on a Saturday afternoon in September. And then we will officially open for every Friday and Saturday night, probably 7 to 11. And that will start September 24th. And run through October 30th. And then we are going to do something a little fun on Halloween night. All the ambience of Halloween, the lights, the sound, the fog, the props, but we won't have the scare actors. So the people who really want to see it, but they don't want to get chased by a chainsaw, we're going to do that October 31st, probably a 6 to 9.
A lot of the actors will be placed around just to watch the people go through. So a lot of them will just be not in costume to scare them, but we'll be there to guide them because they're still going to go through like a normal haunt. They're going to be timed. Their groups are going to go through, but we're just going to have our people all over the place to make sure everyone's going to walk through and not have an issue. Sometimes it's just really creepy going through a haunt with it running with no one jumping out at you. And we have people that back out of it normally when you're thinking, what the heck? That's not that scary in that room. But to them, they're needing a doorway out. So we'll still have the actors there, just not dressed up. They'll be scattered throughout to keep an eye on the guests to make sure they make it out okay.
An actor-free ambient experience for Halloween night. But why stop there? John and Flo are already planning to take over Black Friday and even Christmas.
We'd have the haunt open, so it would be low light, some glow sticks, and that might be fun. And then we're also thinking of doing our holiday horror show again this year. We didn't do it last year, but it's a takeoff on some of the Christmas themes. A Christmas Story, Ralphie really did shoot his eye out, and we had a good time in the one year we did do it. So we think we'll bring that back for a Saturday.
Well, after everything they've been through, what do John and Flo have to say about preparing for this season?
This season, I think we're still going to be working, dealing with COVID. I know people's mentality is going to be trying to get away from it. I think we're still going to have safeguards in place for this fall. Maybe not quite as crazy as last year, but whatever it is, when fall hits, we'll be ready for it.
This episode was produced by me, Philip Hernandez, with reporting by Maximus from the Ohio Haunters Association and post-production by David Swope. Support for this episode comes from Gantam Lighting and Controls. Gantam illuminates attractions worldwide with the world's smallest intelligent spotlights. At the Haunted Attraction Network, we're connecting you with the global haunted attraction industry, from our original research to shows, education, and events. Don't miss out on any of that by subscribing to our newsletter at hauntedattractionnetwork.com. And until next time, stay scary.
This is a Haunted Attraction Network production.